A report issued yesterday by Anchorage's municipal attorney contends that former mayor, now Senator Mark Begich, didn't fully tell the Anchorage Assembly about a developing financial shortfall in the city's revenues. Some assembly members, along with the current mayor, Dan Sullivan, say had they known about the revenue weakness, they would not have approved the existing 2009 budget and four union contracts. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The basis for Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler's finding lies in a section of the city charter saying, quote, if the mayor determines that revenues will be less than appropriations for a fiscal year, the mayor shall so report to the assembly. In his 60-page report released late yesterday afternoon, Wheeler concludes, quote, Mayor Begich knew that the revenues for the 2008 and 2009 budgets were reasonably certain to be less than appropriations and that the shortfall would have a significant impact on the municipality's financial well-being, but did not timely report this to the assembly. This year, the city experienced a multi-million-dollar revenue shortfall and faces a crimped financial situation extending at least into the 2010 budget. Current Mayor Dan Sullivan says the lack of factual revenue information resulted in expenditures that are too high and union contracts too hastily approved. Municipal Attorney Wheeler does qualify his conclusion by saying, we understand our interpretation of what is required is not unassailable. Today in Washington, D.C., Senator Begich said Wheeler's report showed no real failure on his part.
If you look at the issues, they found without question there is no violation of any law or charter, that the contracts are valid. I mean, the two issues they were to review. There's a lot of opinion in there by this attorney, but nothing substantiated by any facts or legal foundation.
Sullivan is a Republican, Begich a Democrat. Wheeler was appointed by Sullivan and replaced a Begich appointee in the municipal attorney's position. In his report, Wheeler cites emails among top administration members that indicate concern over a possible financial shortfall. He also includes transcripts from autumn budget work sessions and press releases from the mayor's office concerning the city's financial health in the face of the economic downturn. Anchorage Assembly Chair Debbie Osiander says while the findings may not show a mayoral violation of the city charter or that the union contracts can be canceled, the work session transcripts in Wheeler's report contain an important lesson.
The strongest thing out of the report for me personally at this time is the need to clarify and look more comprehensively at the ordinances that relate to requirements on financial reporting from the administration to the assembly so that we're sure we have all the information we need by certain dates.
Wheeler advises the assembly and Sullivan administration to amend the municipal code to avoid any further debate of exactly what the executive branch is expected to reveal concerning city finances. Osiander says the report's work session transcripts also offer a guideline for assembly members making future inquiries into budget matters.
There were certainly the questions there, but the follow-through to get it. I wish we'd been more aggressive in terms of really pushing to get it now.
Osiander says the assembly will discuss the report at its next regular session. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.